Welcome. Michelle, if you would please call the roll.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Councilmember Rosander?
Here.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Here.
Councilmember Hanser?
Thank you. On the consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, and a payroll summary. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda, minutes from the August 12th meeting, claims and payroll summaries.
And second, please.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda has passed. Chief Hurd.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. We have my report. We did complete our annual firearms training this morning, and everybody passed, and we're good to go for another year. Other than that, I don't have any questions for him.
Questions, Chief Hurd?
Thank you for keeping tough on the drunk drivers and illegally parked.
Chief, read it.
Mayor Williams, members of the council, you have my report.
Sleep tonight?
Maybe. We're not sure yet.
I hope you do.
Okay. Thank you, Chief.
All right.
Thank you. Public Works Director Pat Sedgwick.
You got my report. Last sentence, painting of stripes is what it's supposed to say. Thank my fingers for taking one thing and mine is something else. So. But yeah, hard drives move along pretty fast. We've had a few complaints about them not knowing where they're going to be at. We did our best to try and get the information out of them as best we could. Like I said, they're starting at school more tomorrow, heading south. So that's basically all we got out of them. I think things are going good. I don't think it's too much of a people that wait a little bit. But.
Yeah, they did my neighborhood and cul-de-sac and all that. And, I mean, it's
they're in and out.
Small inconvenience for a small period of time.
Exactly.
You know,
so
the long-term benefits a lot more than.
Yeah, I think so. So.
And I think a lot of the people have gotten their cars and stuff off.
I think so. I don't know how many
they did.
To be honest with you, so I haven't talked to them about that. So. Kind of wait until it was the end and see what they said, if anything. So they're used to going with it too, so. That's about all I got, unless you got anything else.
Any questions, Pat? Okay, thank you, Pat. Michelle.
Mayor and council members, I have been mostly working on the resolutions and all of the agenda documents you have before you tonight, which includes water and sewer assessments and mowing assessments. So notifications were all sent to those per Montana law and our code on those assessments. So they had plenty of notice in order to take care of that. Solid waste, the resolution tonight is a resolution of intent. We have not raised the solid waste collection assessments for years and years and years.
Right.
Actually, we've never raised the 96-gallon container assessment since it's been incorporated. The 300-gallon one was adjusted like 10, 15 years ago, but since then we have not made any changes. But Montana law requires us, since it's an assessment, a special assessment, that every year we have to go through the process, even though we're not changing the assessment, we have to give notice of intent, public hearing, and then adopt. So also, one thing I'm working on is, for some reason, when the streetlight district was formed, it was supposed to be the same exact taxpayers, same exact limits, boundary limits, as the city of Colstrip's city limits. For some reason, we have taxpayers that are paying assessments that shouldn't be, and we're still trying to get that figured out. It didn't help when the Rosebud County, the Montana Department of Revenue closed each county's appraiser and assessor's office, and we went to district offices. And so I'm working with people out of Mono City, and I thought we had it taken care of before then, but it's still not taken care of. who can fix it. So we are working on that, and I think we finally have found someone that knows what I'm talking about and is going to fix the problem. But I have to go through each and everybody's tax ID numbers and assessment and make sure they're in or out correctly. So that's taking some time. So that's what I've been working on. I hope you all have a nice Labor Day weekend. Other than that, that's all I have to report.
Any questions of Michelle? Okay, thanks, Michelle. Okay, on my report, I provided members of council a copy of the Coal Severance Tax Fund to demonstrate where those dollars are going. That's just fresh information, and there were two particular items on that that will impact Colstrip, and one of those, of course, is the money that's being set aside for the water and the future funding opportunities for the city of Colstrip, and shows how the allocation of those costs are all moved throughout the state as a result of the severance taxes that's collected. I'm planning on to go to Helena 2 weeks to testify before the Energy Telecommunications Committee in regards to the Burlington Northern San Francisco assessment. I'll be accompanied up there by other mayors and the League of Cities and Towns that will go before the committee. And perhaps we can, I don't know this for sure, Cap, but I'm sure we're going to get a lot of attention placed on some issues that we dealt with on the replacement of that water line and the permitting that cost us $41,000. And I'd look for good things to come about from my trip to Helena. That's the same day as City Council. I don't know if I'll make it back in time for the council meeting, so members of council may want to think on that. Rose may not be here. I'll try to make it back, but I don't know. My meeting is in the morning, and
you have a fly on you, David.
So we'll see where that goes. I look something favorable coming out of that meeting, though, particularly for Colstrip. There will be a news reporter in town tomorrow from the Seattle Times. They'll be interviewing me in the morning, and she'll be here about 9:30 in the morning. And I know that she's also been in contact with Jim Acheson, so there may be some others in the community that may want to participate in the discussion with a newspaper reporter from the Seattle Times. So that's what I've got. Of course, we've got the league conference coming up in October. Just a reminder to everybody of that activity. So unless there are any questions of me, we've got a lot of things on the agenda tonight. Okay. That brings us to public comment and participation. Members of the public, comment at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for director of Jim Acheson, the Southeastern Montana Development. And I wanted to give you just a brief update on August 7th and 8th. The Energy Open occurred at the 22nd Annual Energy Open Conference and Golf Tournament. We started it in 2004 to showcase the economic benefits of responsible energy development. I'm going to give you more details in 2 weeks when we have everything put together in the pictorial. But anyway, I just wanted to stand up tonight and say thank you to the city and the city council and the mayor for helping out. Mayor Williams helped us with the long putt contest and also was one of our speakers, the welcome speaker. Thank you, John. And also, the city was also a co-sponsor with Rosebud County for the banquet that evening. So once again, thank you for that. More details to come. I want to give you not really have a big pick update, but those of you that have driven by the pick where you are from the bank, it's really in the last week just really blossomed and sprouted up. So I think they're really making good progress now. And then also, this is more for the September 9th, I think is the next council meeting. I'd like to get on the agenda to do our annual CNDC membership presentation to you. And I've got some really good news and a few handouts for you. So looking forward to that. And I think that should do it for now. So thank you.
Great.
Okay. Any questions?
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate all the great work you do with that interview. Also, that's fantastic. Of SNDC and all the great things that you do, and certainly the highlight of that is the city of Colstrip. Okay, next item on our agenda is a public hearing on the 2025 growth policy.
I figured you'd look up eventually.
Okay. Sorry.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. Doug Whitney with Municipal Infrastructure Consulting. Just kind of want to give you a briefing on two of your agenda items later on today or tonight. You have Task Order 46, which is the 2026 Pavement Improvement Task Order by KLJ. This task order is for $110,960. This is the design of non-structural overlays that were outlined in the 2024 Pavement Management Plan, as well as the 2024 Capital Improvement Plan. This includes the design of phase one and two. Originally, these were set up to be two different projects, two different years, but there is an economy of scale to design both at the same time. Also gives a chance to bid phase one or both phases, which will give you economy of scale on both bidding and construction administration too. Potential of maybe saving around $62,000 in the long run. But if the budget stuff doesn't allow, then you can still bid one phase one this year or this coming year, January, and then phase two the second year. The budgetary estimate for phase one is about $843,000. Phase two is about $985,000. So I would recommend that the council move forward with that task order to keep the project or the pavement management plan on schedule. The second project is Task Order 45. That's for the Chisholm and Primrose improvements. That project area includes Chisholm Drive from Durango Drive to Vista Drive, including all the side streets. Also includes Primrose from Chisholm Drive to Vista Drive, and also includes Durango Drive. A lot of that road was part of this year's project that was pulled out because of the numerous water leaks in the service line that area had experienced. At that point, we decided to pull it out of the project until we could figure out what to do. So this project includes the replacement of all water service lines in that area, about 84 of them, and then redoing of the roads. And the assumption is about half the road area there would be reconstructed. The other half would have a structural overlay to it. This task order only includes the design of it, thinking being that if the budget allows, we can move forward with the bidding of it in January also. The construction estimate for that is about $2.2 million, and that would be split between the street funds and the water enterprise funds. Along with some similar notes there, KLJ has identified a DOT transportation planning grant which can be used for design. These grants are on a first come, first served basis. They open up on September 8th, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. KLJ is preparing the grant application on behalf of the city. There's a minimum grant application of $200,000, and there's no match required for this grant, but it must be used over the next 3 years. So KLJ is putting together a package for this grant, which will include some and or all of these in order to get that $200,000 requirement. And that will be including that 2026 pavement improvement that we just talked about, the Chisholm Primrose improvement project we discussed, and then the structural milling overlay project, which would be the next project out past these two non-structural overlays. And then the street reconstruction project, which is the last phase of the pavement management plan. A quick summary of some other activities. Like Pat mentioned, the chip seal project is going on this week. I talked to one of the contractors today. He said, and he mentioned how cooperative everybody has been in town with getting the streets or getting the cars and the garbage cans out of the road. He said they don't come across that type of cooperation. So he was really happy about that. And it looks like they'll probably wrap that up this week. The other project that's out there is the Cedar to Wastewater Plant water line. We've held a pre-construction meeting on that, and work of construction will start on that late September, early October. So, with that, do you have any questions for me?
Questions?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'll open the hearing on the growth plan. Any comments from the public on the growth plan?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, Jim Atchison with SMDC again, and SMDC is very encouraged and welcomes your growth plan revision. We understand it's maybe not quite done yet, but we would like to add some comments on the BIC, especially, and maybe some other things that are percolating to make sure they're included in this revision. So we support it. We have 9 cities and counties that we deal with, and I think all 9 of them now have growth plans or in the works for revisions, so this is very important for the city of Colstrip to have these, and it helps with grant applications. You just heard about a couple grant applications for some significant infrastructure. It helps to have that in your growth plan. And of course, it also goes hand in hand with all the SMDC economic development plans, such as our SEDS recaps that we use every year for our 9 communities, infrastructure needs list, and of course, the famous diversification strategy, which we are now getting ready to revise again because it needs to have additional things put in it. So I'll probably be in the next week giving you some input on the, especially on the BIC part, and there may be a couple other things in there. But once again, we totally support it and welcome it, and good job on the planning board for getting that done, because it really does. It's one of those foundational things that you all need, even though it's sometimes kind of a pain in the butt to put together and keep on track. So,
thank you, Jim. Any other comments?
For the record, Michelle Richards, 422 Windrose, City Clerk Treasurer. I went through the documents and put my comments in. Yes. So within the document itself, I put the comments. So you'll see them. Right after page 6 is where my comments start. So there will be a separate page inside the document that lists out my comments. Nothing huge or earth-shattering. Some clarifying, some typos, no big deal, but just my input, and I will send a copy of this to Kevin Ogland, England. I can't remember how you pronounce his last name, with Great West Engineering. And then, of course, give a copy to the planning board. I'm assuming the planning board will take comments from Jim and I. We haven't gotten any other comments, and hopefully we'll meet and discuss our comments. So, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle and I have talked on this, and with all the comments that she has plus what Jim has, and if there are any other comments, we'll direct it to the planning board, and then that'll be on the future agenda to address all those comments, rather than have it on tonight because we've got stuff coming in that we'll put it on at another meeting council approval. So that's our plan in the future. Okay? And thanks, Michelle. Are there any other comments? I'll post again on the growth policy and open the meeting on the preliminary, the 2025-2026 preliminary budget. Comments from the public on the preliminary budget. Any comments? Okay, I will close the meeting on the 2025-2026 preliminary budget. No comments. Then the first item of business is Resolution 2025-R09, which is the 2025-2026 fiscal year budget. I will entertain a motion to approve the Resolution 2025-R09, which is our new budget.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve resolution 25-09.
And second, please.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the resolution 25-09. Comments? Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Resolution 25-09 is approved. Thank you. Next item of business is the resolution of the City Council setting and adopting the mill levies for the fiscal year 2025-2026 on all real and personal property. I will entertain a motion to approve resolution 2025-10.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve resolution number 2025-10.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Resolution 2025-10 has passed. Thank you. Next item is resolution 2025-11, and that's a resolution to establish wages and salaries for City of Colstrip officers and employees. I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution 2025-11.
Mr. Mayor, I make the motion to approve 2025-11.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Then moved and seconded. Discussion. Comments from the public? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution 2025-11 has passed. Thank you. Next is resolution number 25-12, and that's a resolution of the City Council of the City of Colstrip adopting the mill levy assessments for the city's street light maintenance district for fiscal year 2026. I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution 25-12.
Mayor, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 25-12 in regard to mill levy assessment and street lighting.
And second, please.
I will second that.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer? Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution number 25-12 has passed. Next is resolution number 2025-13, and that's a resolution of the City Council of the City of Colstrip establishing the monthly funding contribution for the Schoolhouse History and Arts Center. I'll entertain a motion to approve 2025-13.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we approve 2025-13.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion?
Can Mom talk again?
Comments from the public? It's up to you, Taylor.
Mayor, members of the council, Kaylee DeLosa, Schools History Arts Center, 4th River Street. We already went over this before. I just want to say thank you guys for being great support of SHOC. It's really important, and I appreciate it.
Your building looks really nice,
thank
too.
Thank you. Yes. Other comments? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution number 2025-13 has passed, and you do a great job, Caitlin. Thank you. Okay, next is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Colstrip of its intention to levy assessments upon property within city limits to defray the cost of solid waste collection services. I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution number 2025-14.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve resolution number 2025-14.
And second, please. Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution number 2025-14 has passed. Thank you. Next is resolution number 2025-15, and that's a resolution of the City Council of the City of Colstrip levying assessment delinquent water and sewer service charges. I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution number 2025-15.
Mayor, I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 25R15 in regard to delinquent water and sewer services.
And second, please.
I will second that.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion.
One question, Michelle. Does the number normally get that high before we shut the water off?
No. The reason that number is so high is because the base rates are higher than a normal household because of the size of the service to that property. And it's about $200 and some a month. So that's why it accumulated such a high balance so quickly.
Okay. So we were...
But yes, services are shut off at both properties.
And thank you for that.
Other comments? Comments from the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution number 2025R15 has passed. Thank you. Next is resolution number 2025R16. And this is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Colstrip, levying and assessing the cost of removal of nuisance weeds and grass. I'll entertain a motion to approve 2025R16.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve resolution 2025R16.
And second, please.
Okay.
Okay, moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from public? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution 2025R16 has passed. Next is a special event permit for the Brewfest. And this is a request from Schoolhouse History and Arts Center for a Brewfest event to occur on September 27th at the Rye Park Pavilion. I'll entertain a motion to approve their application.
Mayor, I make a motion to approve the special application from Schoolhouse History and Art for the Brewfest, September 27th.
And second, please?
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you. That's approved. Thank you for doing that. Okay, the next item is a change order, number 3, T.W. Ridley on the Business Innovation Center. This has been an ongoing situation, and I put together a cover letter on that I included behind that, a memo from Michelle Sullivan, the city attorney. It's been a complicated issue, as I indicated on this change order. It's become complicated, but the attached memo from Attorney Sullivan that she prepared yesterday pretty well describes the issues that we have been dealing with to bring us to this point. And the main issue is it was important for us as a city to be within the compliance of both the EDA and Montana state law regarding the wages that are covered within the T.W. Ridley contract. So it's been ongoing, and we've been trying to get everything sorted out. To our main point of concern was to make sure that we are in compliance with both the state and the EDA and with the rates, the wages that we're going that are going to be paid to the workers on the construction of the BIC. And I attached a bunch of stuff to this for you just to get a kind of an understanding of where we are on this. And the other thing that it's important to recognize that it's very important that the funding mechanisms that are currently in place to fund that facility will not be impacted. So it's just to make sure that we're in compliance with the law, and it's all occurred because of the way the bid package was put together and the way it was bid. And then there were some issues that came up, whether we were out of compliance with the prevailing rates, and we had some discussions with Department of Commerce, and we had a lot of things go back and forth. But the end result is we're asking for the council to approve this because in our processes, everything goes through the council, even though there won't be any financial obligation with the city on any of the activities. It's still the process that we follow, that changes to contract need to be concurred with and approved by the city council. So that's my request, is for you to make this approval. We've been in touch with the EDA. They're comfortable with everything that's going on. We have the funds available to us to offset the costs associated with this, and it will not impact any of our revenue sources with the city. So I'll entertain a motion for you to approve that change order.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve change order number 3 for T.W. Ridley at the BIC for the amount of $100,682.24.
And second, please?
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion?
I just one question. Michelle usually talks, her number's been around 75,000.
Well, that's because that's the difference between what that first change order we had was a reduction when we went to the different wages, and so that's the reason that this is different than the 100,000.
Okay.
So she's looking at the net number.
Okay.
Looking at the net number.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the net.
Okay.
Between those two. Okay?
Yeah. Yep. Comment on that?
Yep.
What are we paying an architect and engineer for? Do you mean they went out for a bid not knowing what the heck they're gonna be bid on? And then we come up with it now? We got soaked for $148,000 for a change order that they showed nothing for. What are they charging us for this change order on top of that? This is absolutely crazy. Why didn't you figure all this stuff out before we went to bid?
It's very complicated.
Oh.
Because you're dealing with the EDA and you're dealing with rules of the state of Montana regarding Davis-Bacon wages. And so this was a new issue that came up. It was brought to our attention by Rosebud County because of issues that they had connected with a major construction project that they had. They alerted us to some issues associated with this, and then that's when we started making some inquiries into. So this is what it is, and so we need to move forward with this, continue the project. We've got a good contractor up there working on it. We have good response from the architect, even though I don't disagree that perhaps somebody should have identified this early on.
Perhaps.
I don't disagree, but it's a very complicated because of the different firms that are involved with it. And we need to continue to move the process forward. We've got good construction going on up there. We want to make sure that those workers are fairly compensated, and the contractor is working with us for a successful completion. So that's where we're at.
Well, the architect already got us for $148,000 to make up the difference. Aren't they responsible for anything?
They are responsible.
Well,
yeah.
Tell me. He wouldn't answer me when he was down here.
Well, okay. Any other discussion?
No.
Is there, of course, back wages and all that'll be taken care of and everything? It's not mentioned in here.
But there are not any back wages because they've been paying at the correct.
Oh.
At the correct amount.
Okay.
We need to have it reflected. So that the total comes out to the number that it should come out to. They went through they're being correctly compensated.
Okay, that's what was the concern. It isn't mentioned there, but I just want to make sure the guys are getting the money that they're supposed to get.
They are.
Okay, good.
Okay, any other discussion?
The only other comment I'd have is hopefully we won't have many change orders, but on a $4 million deal, there's probably going to be some, so but hopefully this is it.
Yeah.
If it is, we're blessed.
It has been a challenge. Okay, any other comments? Comments from the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Dudley.
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer.
No.
Councilmember Rosander.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That is passed, and we'll get that taken care of in the morning, Jim, so we get this thing closed up. Thank you for that. Okay, the next is task order number 45 is KL Engineering, and this is Chisholm and Primrose Improvements, as identified in the task order that Pat has prepared on task order 45. It's for $105,700. I'll entertain a motion to approve task order number 45.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve task order number 45 for KLJ Engineering on Chisholm and Primrose Improvements.
Thank you. And second?
Second.
The move and second. In discussion? Comment from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Thank you. Task order number 45 is approved. Next is the task order number 46, KLJ Engineering. This is the 2026 pavement improvements. And I will entertain a motion to approve that task order, and that is in the amount of $110,960.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve task order number 46, and KLJ.
And second, please.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Thank you. That task order 46 is approved. So we'll get this started in the morning, Pat, and these KLJ will be off and in preparation of the bidding on these two important projects that you've approved the budget for this all to occur. And this is our street projects for next year. So thank you, everybody, for doing that. Thank you for all the work on the 2025-2026 preliminary budget. Thank you all. It's a great, great document. A lot of work and effort goes into this. And I thank everybody for everything that you do. So appreciate it very, very much. And with that, if there are no other business to come before the council, I will close the meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Michelle.